Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We have the pleasure of a couple of sparkling wines, which I think would be welcome at anyone's abode.
I absolutely agree. These were both really fun to try.
So we both were supposed to bring in a sparkling wine, and sparkling wine is made all over the world. Why is it that we both brought in sparkling wine from Alsace?
I would venture because it's a little bit different. It's going to have a different flavor profile from Prosecco or Cava, so we each wanted to do something different. We both like wines from Alsace, and I think because you and I both really go for price quality ratio, I think we were looking for a good deal, a reasonable deal.
I say yes to all of that.
Okay.
So one quick fact about sparkling wine from France, which is not from Champagne, it will have the word Cremant on it, C-R-E-M-A-N-T, and that means you have sparkling wine from anywhere other than Champagne, because you're not allowed to call sparkling wine from anywhere other than Champagne, Champagne. Our first wine was the Meyer Fonet Brut Extra Cremant d'Alsace, and this had a wonderful cépage consisting of 60% Pinot Auxerrois, 20% Chardonnay, 15% Pinot Blanc, 5% Pinot Noir, and 100% yumminess. And that's my favorite grape. I have to say, this felt good in my mouth. It had a nice finish. It had a lovely nose. You pointed out it was floral. Brut means it's extra, means it was dry. But I love this. This was ingratiating.
Yeah, this was such a treat to have on the nose and on the palate. I just got this nice toasted almond, subtle but still present. A little bit of orange rind. I like the light and lovely sparkling wines, but I do have a soft spot for ones that have a little bit more body to them. It was also very, very fragrant. As we said, floral. I was surprised, actually, that there wasn't a little bit of Gewürztraminer in there, because it had a little bit of that spicy
a bit of spice,
floral.
Yeah. I think also that Meyer Fonet is a producer to watch. You see that name on the bottle, and you are not going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I actually have a bottle of their Edelsvicar, which is sort of a kitchen sink white that I look for in the store every year around Thanksgiving, and I saved mine. I didn't put it on the Thanksgiving table. So
there you have it. Well, our second one was also a Cremant from Alsace, and this was 100% Pinot Noir, a Blanc de Noir, and it was the Vilm Cremant d'Alsace. This was quite different from the Meyer Fonet in that it was much more carbonated. It had much more in the way of bubbles, and it was bracing, it was good, it was clean, it didn't have much complexity.
It suffered from us tasting it after the Meyer Fonet. I have to say, it's a little more one-dimensional. You pointed out off mic that this would be really nice in champagne cocktails. Mm-hmm. I think it would also be fine as an aperitif. It's a little more acidic, a little fizzier, as you said. I get a little bit of bright cherry on the palate, but it's just not as complex and not as interesting as
it doesn't have the body
one.
Of the other
and it's
one.
A little bit less expensive.
That's
so
true. So the Vilm Cremant d'Alsace was about 14 and the Meyer Fonet Brut Extra around 18. So I don't know. Yeah, you decide how you want to spend your money. That's not our job. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.